He is actually going to eject a fan.
Because bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
The fan jumped into the penalty box area.
Joy it is to come to Philadelphia and stand here and dodge ice balls.
We, the Dallas Cowboys, had assassinated John Kennedy.
And we're live.
We're live. Hello.
We're live. We are live. Hello. How's it going?
Oh, it's fucking something, bud. How you doing?
It sounds like we're both having gems of...
We had days, my guy. Yeah, we had... I had earth-shattering family realizations and things told to me, and I spend my days as a social worker, as the people know, and we had a fucked one today. The vibes were cursed. The shit's all over the place. I'm feeling terrific. I can't wait to be done this so I can get absolutely fucking hammered drunk.
Oh boy. Yeah. I had to deal with some fun shit too. Like, didn't wrote some stuff that sets off alarm bells. And real great stuff. And we have...
more importantly, we have guests.
We have guests who we brought on to talk specifically about very depressing things. We have Alex and Bobby from Tipping Pitches, although we didn't do the intro yet, but whatever. So do you have any banter or rants for us? We've really prepared this one.
Go on,
really,
Monkey. Just thrown go us on, into Monkey. The deep end here.
Yeah.
You want us to do a rant right off the jump?
Yeah, you got any rant? You got
to
any
be
rant?
Clear, we're not live here, are we? You guys both started this podcast by saying we're live. Am I being broadcast to some Eastern European?
Don't worry about that.
Television.
Please, you're ignore the drones. State. Ignore the drones.
They actually pipe us into the basement of the fucking Jesus Christ. The FSB building where they use us to torture Ukrainians.
Yeah, we're live in Grozny.
We're just background music for Zelensky as he's like writing policy, you know, like
pleased to be welcome to podcast 10,000.
Request to the US government for more billions of dollars.
Why are you listening to these assholes? God, it's whatever. Not to take too far away from the game of inside 10,000 losses, but we've both been recognized in public, and that's a weird sensation. Someone recognized me the other day.
Oh boy.
And it was just like, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't perceive me, please.
I am levitating above the ground. Can you not recognize this?
Don't fix my position in space and time.
I am a beam. I am a never ending beam in space.
Do not let your brain's neurons fire as you lay your eyes on me, sir.
I don't know who I am. You don't either.
These photons, they were meant.
They're not for you.
They're too incandescent.
Rants, banter. That's what you need from us.
Rancher.
Actually, you know what? You know what? I got a rant. Here we go. Yes.
You got an axe to grind today?
I do have an axe to grind. All right. Are y'all are familiar with the Twitter account? Because it's about Twitter. Sorry.
Of course.
X, the everything platform. The everything platform.
The everything.
We'll be censoring that, but yeah.
Okay. You guys are familiar with baseball images that precede unfortunate events?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of those guys.
Because whoever it is. I am sick of them. I'm sick of them. I just want to put it out there. The whole shtick these days, right? It used to be like, Hansel Robles, like preparing to throw a pitch, which is like, maybe a bit of a shot fired there, but it's a funny bit.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like Forrest Whitley called up yesterday or the day before. And their bit is like, and he gave up an unearned run in his appearance. And so they screenshot the Astros being like, Astros are calling up Forrest Whitley because that was the unfortunate event that they got. It just feels like a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking. I don't know. I think they've gotten lazy. Maybe this is not bleeding into your world as much as it is mine, but
it's not bleeding into my world because I just mute the Twitter accounts that bother me and you just let them enrage you on a daily
basis. Yeah, me
absolutely
too.
Absolutely. It's the best.
Oh, yeah.
I can have rants for places like this.
The amount of cortisol in your bloodstream because of X the Everything platform.
Astonishingly high.
I did. Speaking of everything, all right,
did you see Tobias Harris's Twitter burner?
Oh,
I caught wind of this, but I did not do a deep dive.
Tobias Harris may have had a Twitter burner that he's since deleted. Yeah, and like people caught on to it. It was just like, what the fuck is this? And now all the tweets are gone. There's screenshots of it. Yeah, Jimmy Smith's 3273.
The craziest part of this is that this would be like the seventh most important Philadelphia 76ers Twitter burner in history.
Yeah.
Oh. These are yeah.
The new theory is that it's his dad. But that's really funny.
That's kind of sweet, actually. And also, why do you need a burner?
Well, why does his dad need a burner? Because doesn't his dad just like feed stuff to Keith Pompey to tweet? Like, isn't that just what's been going on for the last year?
That's what I figured, right? Like, I love just dumb low energy shit like this. Given that the Sixers are one, like, get to go play the Knicks and like die, I assume, because I don't trust Joel Embiid at this point. I love him to death, but I don't trust him or his shaky knees.
Dude, Sixers Twitter is
insane.
Out of all the four major sports, I think they're the most likely to be QAnon types at this point. Just the level.
I don't know about Flyers Twitter. Might be.
I know. You would think, but I just the convoluted, like the different burners. You know who's the actual GM when Elton Brand was there.
Oh my god.
Like that. You know, just the idea that the league has been slowly punishing the Sixers, the commissioner has basically an unwritten rule that if there's like ever like a 50-50 foul, it's not in the Sixers' favor ever. You go on Sixers Reddit and it's even worse than Sixers Twitter. It's insane. These like texts I'm looking at, of redacted websites that was just happened to be the first to come up. I don't think these are Tobias Harris because he doesn't come off like this.
No, I think the theory is it's his dad. I think that's probably close. It's him. It's like it's not him, but it's someone very close to him.
Yeah, because I don't think Toby's like that mean spirited.
I mean, he's also making $180 million, so I wouldn't be mean spirited. I don't give a shit. I've got my bag.
Yeah, and he's going after this year, so.
It's also like Kevin Durant has that market cornered.
Like, I think, yeah, I'll be like a weird freak on Twitter. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
Well, you know what? Hello, welcome to another episode of 10,000 Losses, the only Philadelphia sports podcast that exists.
Fuck you, writes to Ricky Sanchez. Fuck you, Birds with Friends. I'm just gonna Philly sports pod. Remember the first fucking result. Podcast, not posters. Podcast. All right. Let's Flyers talk. Fuck you. Sixers talk, fuck you.
Got him.
Phillies talk, fuck you.
Good.
Philadelphia sports podcast, fuck you.
Buried.
Who else we got? What's this? Eagle Eye? Shut the fuck up. Crossing broadcast.
Oh, fuck
blow
you.
Blow me.
Yeah, actually, fuck you.
There's got to be like a Barstool Philly podcast.
There is. They actually took our first name, which was, we wanted to do first time, long time, and they took it. Before we ever recorded the episode,
yeah, but we're 10,000 losses because we're more of the shit than Barstool ever could be.
Yeah. Oh man, dude, yeah, fuck that shit. Oh yeah. Also, I'm your host Tom Payne. My pronouns are him. With me is my co-host, Yay,
Liam. Hi, Liam Anderson. My pronouns are he/him.
And we have, as we said, we have Bobby and Alex for Tip Pitches. What are your pronouns?
What's up? My name's Bobby. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm happy to be here. Kind of in enemy territory wearing a Mets hat, but from the great state of Pennsylvania. So,
Kindred spirit. Some sort of traitor, actually. The water of the Delaware River courses through your veins, provided nutrients to your growing body.
For better or for worse.
And you spurned it.
On a Patreon episode this past week, I was talking about how all of my ligaments are damaged. So maybe that's because of all of those toxins that I've been taking.
Get your thyroid check, too. We're in the thyroid belt for a reason.
I'm Alex. I use he, him pronouns. Hello.
And you're
so happy to be back here.
Yeah, it's like, I think you're our first three-peat guest.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, feels good.
Yeah, that gets another bell ring.
Well done.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we didn't get you on when you decided that you were going to switch allegiances to the Philadelphia Phillies.
The correct thing to do.
Right, yeah. which as time has borne out was probably right, yeah.
Save me, Daddy Steve.
So, if you haven't listened to the bonus that we did last month, go ahead and go over to patreon.com/10,000losses where we reviewed garbage picking, field goal kicking Philadelphia phenomenon. Have either of you seen that movie?
You don't need to.
No.
No, you need to. And the only way you can view it, it's on Disney Plus. It was a Disney film. It is available on YouTube as a VHS scan.
Oh, nice.
That actually does make me want to watch it more, I'll just say.
One time, I watched the Disney Channel original movie Brink in 3-minute YouTube clips, but it was like a playlist, and it would start anew after every scene ended because they could only upload 3 minutes so that it wouldn't get taken down for copyright. And I just got to say, there's people out there that are doing the fucking work. You know, these companies are trying to take media away from us, and some people are fighting back.
That's why I have a Plex server. I'll never take it away from me. take it, motherfuckers. It's just me with like 9 hard drives clutched to my chest.
Yeah, the come and take it flag, but it's just an SSD. Yeah. Voicemails. Call in 267-371-7218. Give us your name and pronouns.
Protowns.
Well, I want you to take me to Protown?
Almost.
Protowns in bio. You can also text that number if you want us to read it. You can also message us on our fucking Twitter accounts. We won't say the other word.
X the everything app.
That's right. There it is. You want to do a little fucking commerce?
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Fucking allergies. Leave it in.
On X, the Everything app, you could probably find some Nasacort, you know, some Flonase.
On X, the Everything app.
Well, yeah, you can find
the marketplace of ideas. You can find and products.
Drop shipped calendars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That misspell Harry Potter. Do you remember that one? Did you get that one?
Oh, it's my favorite character, Harry Peter.
Yeah. You can get right-wing law firms, like America First, whatever, fucking legal. Mm-hmm. Are you a victim of woke? What else can you get on there? That Japanese mascot that was banned by the city it was from because they thought it was encouraging kids to do too many pranks. Have you guys not got that one? Oh, what is the Japanese mascot?
That sounds like a Philly thing.
Banned. Chitan?
Sure.
Yeah, it was the unofficial representative of the city, Susaki, a self-described zero-year-old fairy baby otter with no gender that wears a turtle as a hat.
Based.
Nope.
And it was banned from the city. Like the
city only
is
mascot
like,
I care about is Mrs. Met.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That,
Yeah, we got to figure out. We got to figure out that that other podcast that I'm trying to schedule to talk about. Which mascots you want to fuck. That's the only one I'm going to talk about. So,
The Fanatic could get it.
Interesting. I know Alex is big on Mr. Redlegs.
Oh,
it's that crazy look in his eye. Yes. Let's get down to it, you know?
Or Mrs. Redleg and the 1,000-yard stare she's got going on.
Oh, yeah.
She just dropped her third Klonopin pin of the day, and she's like, let's get after it.
She looks like a 50s mama on Greenies.
Yeah, I was gonna say she has big trad cath energy.
Oh yeah, that's podcast still right there.
What about Bonnie Brewer?
Bonnie Brewer, let's see.
I was a kid,
that's actual,
and I thought
this is
about
a woman.
Is there not a no? Oh, I was thinking of I thought that there was a female version of Bernie Brewer. I may have fucked that up.
Bonnie Brewer looks like she knows the lyrics to the Horse Vessel lead. So,
maybe I should run far from that. Fuck it, I'll stick with you, Swinging Friar.
Oh, well, you got Fanatic's mom.
who he took out of that pitch one time.
Yeah, man. Up and in, high and tight.
There, or you could get vored by Iggy.
I like that the iguana. That the Oriole bird is actually just called the Oriole bird. Like,
they didn't even bother.
You want to imagine it? Didn't even bother.
It was the Baltimore bird. Baltimore bird.
Oh, I love Baltimore, dude. Baltimore.
So speaking of cities on the East Coast, Philadelphia was saved again by the French last night.
Yeah, thanks, Nick Batum.
Yeah, who the Heat decided that they just didn't need the cover despite him.
Red fucking hot, dude.
Yeah, dude, he was hitting greens on that.
He was electric. It's great fun to watch just because, like, old ass Nick Batum leading the 76ers assault on the dreaded and hated Miami Heat.
Yeah, he's like, what, 36? 35?
So, yeah.
Leave it to a French guy to put an end to the hardworking Heat culture, you know?
And he's 35.
Yeah.
Do you remember a few years ago where the Colts had to trot out, like, Matt Hasselbeck?
And a few
old guys, and, like, the old man Colts had to win a game against, like, it was, like, the Jags or something before they were any decent. But, like, Matt Hasselbeck's, like, 42 and, like, throws for, like, 65 yards and the Colts win somehow. That's what I feel like Nick Batum just did. And I'm very grateful for him.
So we're only going to talk about basketball, football, the two sports you're both your favorite sports.
Well, now that we're finally here somewhere safe, we can talk about football because Alex banned it on our podcast. Every year at the beginning of the year, we do banned topics. Where neither of us are allowed to bring it up, or actually we shock collar each other if we bring up a topic that's banned.
I'm familiar with the shock collar. Yeah.
Yeah. And
oh, okay. All right.
That's what he's been doing with Bonnie Brewer. and Alex banned football because he just got mad at me doing half of our cold opens being like, name a player on the Chiefs.
I'm like, no, I don't want to.
And every time he'd be like, fucking Patrick Mahomes, you know?
Oh, yeah. You like football? Name every football.
Name a football.
Well, we got the one that they use. There's the college one. There's the pro one. There's the one made out of anthracite.
Yeah.
That's in Pottstown. Three I got.
Well done.
Yeah. That's good. Those are all the ones I know.
I will say I do like just like the Sixers being like, we have a real chance because Joel Embiid's back, and it's like like, is that true?
They're gonna play the Knicks on Saturday, so we'll see how that goes.
In theory, they should match up well with them because I don't know who on the Knicks, particularly with their injuries right now, is supposed to guard Joel Embiid. But if he's not healthy, it doesn't really matter. He scored 23 points.
Actually, both of you, you're gonna sit on each sit on each other and
in a trench coat.
In a trench coat.
And we're just going to hack the shit out of him.
So,
fun fact. You're just going to foul him.
But I do feel like the Knicks are going to put the Sixers and their fan base in the torture chamber for the next 2 weeks. It's like the exact type of team that's going to be incredibly frustrating to play because they try so fucking hard.
The game last night was a heart attack waiting to happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I will say the Knicks have Charlie Brown Jr. on their team who went to St. Joe's.
Oh,
Charlie Brown Jr. went to St. Joe's. Charlie Brown Jr.'s got a lot of hoes.
Yeah. Just he went to school at the same time as Rin, so that's kind of cool.
Hometown Hawk.
Yeah. Isaiah Hartenstein. I mean, I don't know. I'm just seeing a bunch of Villanova dudes.
I saw a lot of discourse today about how Jalen Brunson would be comfortable playing on the road because he went to Villanova, and then a bunch of people being like, fuck that, Villanova's soft. He's never actually played in Philly. And then a lot of other people clapping back being like, well, the... Nova does play a lot of their games at Wells Fargo Center, but...
The campus... Oh, do they pay wage tax? No, they do not. Thank you.
You must work or live in the city.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to hear any more about Dante DiVincenzo and his weird-looking face.
Yeah.
Speaking of things we're not going to see again, or don't want to see again, Jonte Porter was banned. NBA for gambling. Lifetime ban.
I don't know why you'd risk it, dude. You gotta figure you'd get caught. Like, they're real fucking serious about it.
And Alex, as the guy who was placing the bets on behalf of Jonte Porter, what do you have to say about the punishment?
I feel really bad for him. I did not intend for this to happen whatsoever.
Yeah, they're saying that Adam Silver is really the new Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
Hopefully with a little less racism.
Yeah, a little bit less. So
he's like PR trained Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
Yeah, he's not just saying slurs every 30 seconds. Yeah.
He got an MBA, but you know, it still feels the same.
Yeah, I mean the methods are the same. It's just the words are different,
mm-hmm.
right?
I didn't know Adam Silver was a Dookie.
That makes so much sense. Holy shit, I didn't know that either.
And Chicago law, yeah, that fucking tracks.
Ooh, at least it's not Chicago economics.
Yeah, fucking good enough, dude. Goddamn.
It's close enough. Maybe there wasn't enough radiation at Chicago Pile One.
Because it's Jewish? Is that why?
Sure. Well, I mean, Jude and Physic. Duh.
No, just Tom hating Jews.
That's me.
Yeah. Why?
Every time I join this podcast, I feel like I've stepped into an alternate reality.
When I was in J school and they were like, "What do you want to do?" I was like, "This is exactly what I envisioned."
Yeah.
Air horns going off, jokes about my co-host.
That's the horn for Passover.
it's the air raid siren to alert us that we got to leave real fucking quick.
Right.
I just want to point out that someone said to me like the plagues of Egypt went a little too far the other day.
A little bit.
It was just like, No. Pharaoh was free to choose at any time.
No, he wasn't.
Yes,
God,
he was.
No, God hardens his heart.
Yeah, God hardens his heart. That's true, but he could have let it go, dude. He's asked repeatedly to let the people go.
The deity of the supreme deity with omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent.
Yeah.
Pharaoh say no.
And then
Pharaoh's at fault.
Yeah, Pharaoh's at fault. Pharaoh's at fault. Don't worry about that. You kill one kid and everyone fucking panics.
I'm sensitive to the locusts.
Yeah.
This is an important issue to me. But.
Yeah, you want to do it, don't you? Tom? You want to do it so bad. You want to do it so bad.
All these locusts. I'm allergic.
Well done. I can feel Rabbi Goldenberg stare into my heart.
I'm just going to note that this is what happened. Liam's going to be like, you know, Pennsylvania man was arrested at the Museum of Cairo after breaking into the secure chamber of the Pharaoh Ramses II and smashing his mummy with a brick.
When questioned.
Yeah. John Fetterman had this to say. Oh, so cool. Wow.
I do think the bet you make as an American is like if you're trapped abroad and like shit goes down, I'm gonna be real pissed if I've ever heard a war zone and the government doesn't come get me. Like that is to me like the extent of my taxes. Is like I understand why healthcare isn't free, it should be. I understand why we get fucking nothing. But like if I'm trapped in a war zone, it's on you motherfuckers and it's on your dime to come get me.
You're flying a fucking V-22 and you're blasting the Marine Corps in.
That is the deal you make as an American, that the government will come and get you.
Right. Yeah. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of extradition in case of war.
Yeah.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli.
It's just the last helicopter out of Saigon and just me waving like Nixon. Yeah.
I just imagine you, Liam, like you have some like fucking like ACAB anarchist shirt on. And like
you're detained.
Joe Biden shaking your hand as you land in Baltimore.
You're trapped in some like dumbass country that's having like a revolution. Like you're trapped in fucking I don't know what fucking New Zealand,
England.
and you're like you just rip the shirt off, and it's the guy fighting the demon, dragon, and the fire dragon in that Marine Corps commercial, and it's like fuck it. Just get me. I want some jarheads, please. I remember the first time I went to Italy. I have a family members in Marines, and he's like, "Just so you know, if they need to pull you out, it's going to be a United States Marine that saves your ass."
pull you out of fucking for what?
From Italy? Like what? Because I
I had a friend who
did you go there in 1932?
Like, what? I had a friend.
I mean, in the years of lead.
Who went to Colombia and was just like, do I have to contact the State Department? And I was like, you can. I don't know why you would. You're gonna be STEM fine.
Program,
And she's like, well, like not to be dramatic, but like, what if they kidnap me? And I'm like, then submarine'll bust out the door and save you. That's the deal you make as an American.
That's right. That's been paying for this your whole life.
Exactly. That's why Taylor Sheridan writes shows, so that you know that.
Yeah, you roll in the step program. Has anyone ever done that? I did that the first time I went when I studied in Italy, and I just get emails now. It's like, upgraded. Travelers are urged to show caution in Europe. Avoid gatherings.
I get those through Spotify. They send those emails all the time. Yeah,
yeah.
I get those. There's potential.
To be clear, stability. I work for Spotify. I'm not just like a premium member, and they just like they don't just send me those.
You
emails.
Use Spotify so much.
They're like, we can't lose this guy's fucking Taylor Swift streams.
Bobby, we can Spotify premium twice a month.
Not to go to Ukraine right now.
when I went on Birthright, I like was like, all right, yeah, let me just in the event of the unforeseen, like. In the event I break away from the tour group and join the PLO.
Uh-huh. Right. This is a
hypothetical. There's a non-zero chance.
Yeah, it's just a hypothetical thing that could happen.
Fucking don't go on Birthright is my advice.
Or scam them in the Birthright and then don't.
Don't take their timeshare. That's what I did.
Yeah. Hmm. That's good advice for me, a 28-year-old non-Jewish person.
You can still go. They up the age to like 32.
Yeah, you can pretend.
You can pretend. Yeah, if you're Catholic, that's basically Jewish.
Well, yeah. I am Catholic.
All right, good enough. I'll see you there.
Sounds good.
One quick peek down the drawers and you're good to go.
I just got to cut a few pages out of my gospel, you know? Just like everything after a certain point, yeah, we're all straight.
My dad converted from Catholicism to Judaism, and his big beef is with original sin for some reason. He's like, theologically, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Oh, hang on. I have to close the door. I'm being yelled at.
Have you ever heard of closing the goddamn door?
You're a coward.
It is much better to face these kinds of things.
Uh-huh.
Bring it home, Alex.
Good work, everyone.
With a sense of...
With a sense of poison. Rationality, of course.
Yeah.
The smugness in those lyrics.
Talk about a fucking fall off. That's a band that got left behind by the scene.
A deserved fall off.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, look, you kind of had it coming.
Reinvent yourself. Like, do something
like
more
if you are such a bad hang that literally you can't hold a single band member in your band, whatever happens next is on you.
When he was like, Panic at the Disco is over, I'm like, you're the only fucking member left.
And, you know, I write Sins, Not Tragedies. Well, okay, those are not the same thing. Like, they're not the genre. Like, a tragedy is a genre. A sin is not. Mm-hmm. So,
and another thing.
Yeah, but a fever you can't sweat out fucking slaps, dude.
That is a good album.
I'm not saying they don't have some good... they don't have some bangers.
Do you ever you ever look back on like your music taste as a kid and just think, damn, I crushed that. I was right about all of this.
Didn't Bobby, did you post the thing about we have to kill Taking Back Sunday?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was talking to my wife about that.
Like they had some good stuff, you know, obviously they lost some key creative members of their band at a certain point, and you could make an argument that they fell off after that. However, they are embarrassing us, all of us Taking Back Sunday fans from way back when. But like for Panic at the Disco, for example, always back then, I was like, cool album. I'm glad you guys are having a little moment, but this is for the casuals and the suckers. Okay. The rest of us real music fans, we're listening to Fall Out Boy still. We're still bumping Fall Out Boy.
Yeah,
I remember the Black Clouds and Underdogs tour.
You got AFI still going?
How's that?
What was the good
Hawthorne Heights? Did you know Hawthorne Heights?
I did not.
My sister was
really into them.
Sing the Sorrow. Did you ever listen to AFI Sing the Sorrow on the bus coming home from school in the fall? And you're like, damn, man, this like song is like, it reminds you of like the emotions of autumn. It's like, because things are like fading and going away.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like really deep.
That touched me.
Yeah,
I had a slightly opposite experience. I mean, I can appreciate the music I grew up with, but I do also look back and I'm like, the fuck was I thinking? Like, A, what mood was I in? And B, how did I listen to this? Like,
it's a lot of pretty unbearable screamo. I was listening.
Oh, I love some unbearable screamo.
Exactly. I still do, but I can acknowledge that I probably made the wrong choice going down that path.
I'm reading a book right now called Sellout about bands who jumped from the punk scene to major labels and got labeled sellouts. And it caused me to revisit the band Rise Against.
Oh, yes.
And realize that I remembered way more Rise Against than I thought. I did not remember listening to straight albums, but I recognized it all. And then it occurred to me that I was listening to a song called Re-Education Through Labor.
Yep.
And I just didn't put it. It took me like 12 years after that to realize I was a communist, even though I was like fucking screaming that shit along at age 10.
I always liked that. I got very into Bad Religion. That sort of never left.
Mm.
I think was a decent choice for whatever.
That is a good choice.
13-year-old Liam.
Yeah.
Oh, man, now I'm starting to look at some of these AFI lyrics I thought were really meaningful.
Oh, I got really into Angels and Airwaves, dude.
Oh, wow. Angels. Okay, oh, my God. Stop. Yeah, stop right now.
You're my brother's age, Liam. So you have, like, his like, emo metalcore-ish taste. And I'm, like a little bit older. So some of this shit, like... 26 years, and it seems like I've just begun to understand my intimate is no one. When the director sold the show, who bought its last rights, they cut the cast, the music, and the lights.
Oh.
Yeah, I also listened to Senses Fail. That's the big one.
But that song fucking slaps, though.
Rum is for drinking, not for burning. Still fucking slaps. Thank you.
So, although I'm going to reveal something here. Do you want to know what my first concert was?
I would love to.
Yeah, me
more
too.
More than anything else.
It's Yanni. Do you even know who that is?
No.
The Greek fucking orchestra guy. Yeah. That was my first concert, was Yanni.
My first concert was Breaking Benjamin in 3 Days Grace at Penn's Landing.
That's so much better.
Oh, yes. That's so much better. 3 Days Grace, I Hate Everything About You tour.
Yep.
Yes.
That's so much better.
Oh, my God. That reminds me, one time a kid wrote 3 Days Grace lyrics on their fucking schoolwork, and I had like an assistant come up like, "What is this? I hate everything about you. Why do I love you? Do we have to report this?" I was like, "No, it's 3 Days Grace."
You're like, "No, give that one to me. I got this one."
Unfortunately, I know what I'm doing here.
Didn't you listen to WMMR? You know, like,
no, dude, they weren't on that. They weren't on that wave.
That's wow. Wait, so
you're listening to Matt Corden. And he's dropping right into that, yeah. And you know what? I hate everything about you, and then right into it.
Yep.
The kids are still repping 3 Days Grace.
That's shocking to me. Yeah. That is shocking to me.
Yeah. Some of that your shit's coming back.
Yeah.
It's I love to see it. You know, finally some good fucking music.
This has really devolved into just a Bobby and Alex Saturday afternoon sitting around just naming bands.
Just remembering some guys.
Remember some guys, yeah.
We do this. This is literally the makeup of our friendship. Yeah. In college, we would just be like,
hey, do you ever listen to Avenged Sevenfold?
Like, we'd be like, yo, I didn't
this
know
is that country,
song.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Just like trying to go back and forth to each other, trying to come up with an obscure song, the most obscure song that both of us still know. Like, that's a game that we used to play.
A relic from, oh, God. Did you guys ever listen to From First to Last with the guy who then became Skrillex?
Oh, no.
Oh, he did. That's right. He did. They like kind of passed. I'm sure they were on some tour.
Yeah, they were on Warped Tour a lot.
I hate when a guy becomes Skrillex. That's the worst.
It was. Yeah.
It could happen to you.
You too could become Skrillex.
I recently tried to show Alex. I tried to play Alex Fall Out Boy's album Save Rock and Roll, which he tells me he's never listened to. And
I've never sat down to listen to it.
It's not good, guys. It's not
good. All right. To be clear, you preface this by saying it's good. You have to listen to Save Rock and Roll. It's really good.
Yep. And then we made it like a song and a half in, and I was like, we're going to have to change this. We're going to have to switch.
So I admire your self-criticism there.
Salute.
Thank you.
Oh, let's see. I'm trying to find out what's like the fucking, what was my shit? I have a playlist saved of like all my, I just can't remember the bands that I listened to. But like Tom North Catholic the year 2005 playlist.
Oh, yeah. I have that playlist.
Yeah. I'm sure I have that playlist around somewhere.
It's
I remember Dear Diary, My Teen Angst Has a Body Count. Like, I remember 2004 Epitaph Records. I think they're burned into my brain.
That's right, dog.
Well, I got super into like indie rock, so I was like a fucking like Built to Spill head.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's actually not too bad.
Yeah, no, I think sometimes I'll just randomly come up and like the shit I actually bought on iTunes, like back in the day.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah,
like DRM controlled stuff. If you get a new computer, like you're fucked. Like,
yep.
Yeah, it plays randomly when I accidentally click the AirPods. It's like, oh shit, I remember.
That's a good technology.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. It's like, oh, I don't remember. I bought the United States Coast Guard pipe and drum band when I bought their album.
Well, I guess that tracks.
Well, I apparently had bought it for like a ceremony I was running. But,
the more embarrassing part, I was buying like music videos.
Yeah, same.
I need to see what Fall Out Boy has to say here. I need to. What does Miranda Cosgrove do in when she's singing her new song? I don't know. I need to know what happens to her and the boy in the mall.
Oh man, I bought the whole Built to Spill discography.
That's like that. You buy the whole Built to Spill discography, and they send it to you in like a leather bound thing, like they do with the fucking Beatles when they finally got all of those masters back, and they could sell it as a whole discography.
It's just gonna be made. It's just gonna be beard, like the whole thing's beard hair with a pair of glasses, and it's gonna smell. It's gonna smell like I don't know, like
fear. Fucking,
well, I was thinking like it's like they spilled an IPA on it.
Right,
but not like a hazy. Like we're talking West Coast, old school.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. Some Elysian got spilled on that back in the day.
Exactly, they spilled the Lagunitas out on there.
Ooh, Gaslight Anthem. I got every fucking.
I have a fun story about the Gaslight Anthem. Yeah. I once leaked one of their albums.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
you got. Oh, so you were when you were in the scene.
Yeah,
you dropped the first one. Oh yeah. Shit!
On what platform?
I think I just uploaded it to BitTorrent.
Nice. Just straight to the fucking source.
I think I leaked Handwritten or maybe American Slang, but I definitely leaked one of them.
I love this. This is like just resonating so hard. I launched like a leaks blog. I was like, I really want to get in on this. Dude. You know? I was like, I know my way around Mediafire. Like, let's go. You want to hear the new I See Stars album? Like, you've got it right here.
I learned something new about you at least on a weekly basis.
Got the
leaks
best
blog?
A leaks blog, yeah. Leaks
we got the best new rock trapped.
Right.
We got Mudvayne.
Puddle
of mud.
Nah, you crossed the line with that one.
I don't want to hear about fucking Mudvayne.
I just I produce a podcast called The Big Picture for The Ringer, and we're doing a draft of movies from 1999, and one of
the last good year movie of movies.
The last good year of movies, right? Well, no, 2007, pretty good. And one of the hosts was talking about how he was working at a record store, and it was just a bunch of moms coming in, like a bunch of white moms coming in, being like, "Hey, you know, I'm trying to buy a CD for my kid for Christmas. He's really into Limp Bizkit." "He's really into Limp Bizkit," and then Chris would try to like upsell them something that wasn't new metal, or like even if it was new metal, like better new metal than Limp Bizkit. And so I had a really great opportunity to just drop Nookie right in the smack in the middle of that episode. All the listeners at home, just get a little Nookie for you.
Imagine like you're like, I have to buy Chocolate Starfish and the hot dog flavored water for my son. Really, really wants that album.
I don't like that sentence. Let's move on.
Some of the dumbest.
My well-adjusted son is upstairs in his room playing PlayStation 1, listening to Break Stuff. Johnny.
He's watching a video that the United States Coast Guard stationed out in fucking Oregon of them. It's a montage of them rolling their 47-foot motor lifeboats that are self-righting, but it's to Drowning Pool, but the bodies hit the floor. Which, that video exists. I've seen it. And the guy who cut it was like, "Dude, this is sick, man! Like, fucking drown, yeah, let the bodies." It's a boat. you're save people with. You're not fucking killing anybody, you fucking idiot.
I never really listened to Limp Bizkit, which means that every time someone talks about Fred Durst, I'm like, oh, the like the real estate heir who murdered a bunch of people and then had a Netflix doc made about him. Right?
No. You know what? Yes, fuck it.
Sure, yes, why not? Exactly. Why not?
We've merged them.
That's
all.
The real Fred Durst.
Yeah.
I never listened to Limp Bizkit either, but I have watched documentaries about Woodstock, you know. Woodstock 99.
99, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the original Woodstock, because you know how they were playing at both. They were the only band to play at both.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Really impressive.
Yeah. They were more of an acoustic four-piece back then.
Yeah, just folk. Now we need a folk cover of Just One of Those Days.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
That like, probably exists, bro.
Simon and Garfunkel as like you have like vocal harmonies.
Joni Mitchell doing break stuff.
Oh, I'd listen to that.
It's just, you know, one of those days.
Because of Limp Bizkit, though, because Limp Bizkit fucking poisoned the whole well, like, you can't tell dudes that you like Linkin Park nowadays. You can't say stuff like that.
Oh, no,
but I do.
I'm unironic.
Because me of too. Woke.
Yeah, no, because of Woke, because of Limp Bizkit, because of fucking Fred Durst, you can't be like Meteora. It's one of the best albums of the last 25 years. All right,
hold on. Hybrid Theory is their best
album. I love Hybrid Theory too. I think Meteora is like the seminal one that most people know. But
yeah,
yes.
No, Meteora is better. Sorry, Tom.
I had just had a conversation about this with my sister.
They're both great albums, but Hybrid Theory is better.
No.
That's where you're coming from. I like it.
I don't.
It's before they sold out.
Before they sold out with Jay-Z.
I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain it through time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch the clock go as a pendulum swing.
Yes,
watch the clock count down to the end of the day. The clock ticks life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Tried to hold on. It didn't even know. The wasted it all just to watch you fall. That's everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory.
Every time.
Tried so I love it. I like because it's on. We're doing this on video, so Bobby is like singing along, like about a second and a half behind.
Yep.
I put my trust in you.
All right, that's enough.
Cap tip to you, sir.
Pushed as far as I could go.
I've recently been going down a system of a down well.
There's only one thing.
This is gonna be a hell of an edit.
Like, should I take my bathroom break?
And you,
Tom.
Dude, I was feeling myself right there. What the fuck?
I have to stop you.
I'm gonna have to listen to you. Know how bad that is. I'm gonna have to listen to that.
I'm trying to save you from yourself, there, bud.
Amazing stuff.
Amazing
stuff. This is what happens when you say the phrase "Mudvayne," Liam. You did it.
I did it.
Godsmack.
We're not talking about Godsmack.
Disturbed. Just remember. All right. Let's get back to sports.
Guys, that's a bit.
Speaking of Godsmacked, how about is Castellanos cooked? What do you think?
Castellanos is cooked. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Nick.
Yeah. What do you think? Yeah.
Thoughts?
Thoughts? Did Castellanos cooked? Do you think I can strike him out with a 55 mile per hour slider down the way?
ADD King. He's probably maybe he just needs to switch the dosage up.
There has been a Vyvanse Adderall shortage.
Yes, so. This is true, and it coincides rather closely with his little slump here. Hmm. So, he just needs to remember to try. You know, that's what we learn every October is that Nick Castellanos just remembers to try and he gets good again.
Someone needs to tell him that today is opening day, and so is tomorrow, and so is the next day.
You guys know about this?
Lock right the fuck in.
When he was on the Tigers, and he was asked a question about what opening day means, and he told the reporter that every day to him is opening day.
He was like, why is today opening day? Why not yesterday? Why not tomorrow?
Oh, God. Nick.
And then the reporter was like, well, it is opening day. And he's like, but opening day is just a mindset. He's like, if I tell you today's opening day, then it is. You can't prove that it's not.
Oh my God.
I have to stand by my statement that Nick Castellanos is low key gifted. And I can't I can't divert from this.
I will say Nick Cassiano's mom once liked one of my tweets.
She did.
Wow.
She did.
That's big.
Shouts out to Mama Cassiano's.
Yeah, he's cooked, dude. Or he's not. Maybe he'll get it together.
Guys, it's April 18th.
We know. This is basically all we have going for us. So
I have to do this routine on our own podcast with Bobby when he's like, it's over. It's over. And I every once in a while, you got to reel him back in a little bit.
We really need a good, good death to motivate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't had one in a while.
Maybe Trump dies or something like that. I think he hits a grand slam. Like he hits four grand slams.
Back to back. Yeah. I love the weird shit baseball where you get guys who just hit two grand slams in one game and then never hit again, basically. You're like, what happened?
Oh, shit. What was it? Was that Luke Williams? Not Luke Williams. Was it Luke Williams? The kid who hit the grand slam with the walk-off for his first major league hit?
And then never did anything again. Phillies.
Was it Luke Williams?
I think so.
Baseball. Yeah. Yeah.
Trey Turner's hitting nasty, though. That's nice. That is fun.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And we got the best rotation league, so we're
yeah. That's what we have. Yeah, barely beat the Rockies last night, 7-6. But yeah, best rotation in the league, baby. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Best rotation, best bullpen.
All gas, no breaks. We're gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine.
Fortunately, I have to well actually you there, and the Mets actually have the best bullpen ERA so far. So bow down to the Church of David Stern, sirs.
To Reed Garrett and his like 55% strikeout.
Exactly right. Exactly. We got rid of Tonkin. And we've just been fucking taken off since then.
I always kind of forget Reed Garrett looks like that.
I know. He looks like he knows all of the bands that we just talked about. Yeah. Every single one of them.
Alex, as a Phillies fan, dyed in the wool, you really did. You really missed a chance to jump on that bandwagon we just were doing. You know, you were real quiet during that.
I know you're. I'm a more measured Phillies fan. You know, I have years of history that I'm drawing on. Yeah, I try not to jump to rash.
No, we live and die based on the minutiae.
I mean, this is how you can tell that I'm not built for it, right? Like, if I'm not leaning in now,
you're too nice.
Lot of it is like the Phillies will make you want to die like every third day, and then sometimes they make a World Series run. You're like, you guys shouldn't be doing that. I've told this story before, but when the Phillies made their their World Series run, they had been like an 86 win chaos factory the entire year. And my wife like collapses to the floor. She's just like so happy. And she's like, I can't believe this are going. Like, and she goes, like, tears in her eyes. And you believed in them. You and Tom believed in them, and nobody else did. And you knew it all year. And I was like, sweetie, I didn't believe in them until about 15 minutes ago. Like, I just have to watch this team.
Oh, that's amazing. Congrats on the
really
wife.
Sweet, actually.
Thank you.
We absolutely believed in the whole time. Never had a doubt.
Never a doubt, baby. Never
So we're at 48 minutes. All right, so we had Alex on because just really just for Alex to test his, you guys were talking about a couple episodes ago about like getting
I'm just
Alex
here
because
I'm his
up.
Imaginary friend and he can't do a podcast appearance without me here because he'll just be like, where's my friend?
Yeah.
Wait, are you able to see Bobby right now? I didn't. This is crazy. I didn't even realize.
Who's Bobby?
Okay. All right.
So Philadelphia Magazine has this big Philly quiz. So we want to see like how good you were on Philly culture, your understanding of Philadelphia. Now, we're not going to do all 100 questions because that would be too much.
We might have had time if he's
Jewish.
Yes, he is. Didn't he play for Team Israel in the World Baseball Classic?
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah, he was their starting catcher, I believe.
Oh, we might have had time to do all 100 questions if you didn't sing half of Linkin Park's discography about 5 minutes ago.
The part of me still wants to. I need to finish
no,
the song.
You're banned. No.
We're gonna select some of these questions and see how good you do. Paper, because I'm prepared. We planned this for like weeks, so
that's what we did.
10 minutes ago, or 10 minutes before recording. All right. So this is the big Philly quiz, and we have five sections. We have history, people power, and sports, food, music, movies, and TV, and then Philly life. So I'm feeling that history, we can, you know, we could skip that. I think we can do some people power in sports. Mm-hmm. Start off with that.
Now are these multiple choice questions?
These are multiple choice questions. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So they're not empty. And yeah, we'll see how many we can do and get through it. So in 1969, before he became mayor, Frank Rizzo famously showed up to a disturbance at 26 and Tasker with what tucked into the cummerbund of his tuxedo? Was it A, a bottle of whiskey, B, a bouquet, C, a Tommy gun, or D, a nightstick? The deep lore off the bat.
Right, seriously. What year did you say this was?
69.
I guess I'll go a bottle of whiskey. I would do.
Incorrect, it was a nightstick.
Oh, always come prepared.
Yeah, it was a nightstick. So, all right, so we got we just write X's.
Frank Rizzo was a big factor in Alex choosing the Phillies. He was like, I want to get on board with that.
Yeah. And I know who that is for sure also.
Yeah, well, he's a major racist. All right, which cable news host was born in Philadelphia? Michael Smirkanish, Don Lemon, Chris Matthews, or Jake Tapper?
Jake Tapper.
Yep.
Yep.
That one I actually know because he's obnoxious about it on Twitter.
Yeah, grew up in Queen Village.
Oh.
Just off South Street, yeah. And he was born in, Smirkanish was born in Doylestown, though. Fuck him. Let's see, skip this one. Let's get to sports.
His mother was a psychiatric nurse at the Philadelphia VA Medical Center.
Interesting.
I know exactly where that is. He's lived near there.
Oh, he's a real one. He went to summer camp in the Poconos.
Hey, me too. I went to Camp Harlem.
He went to Camp Rama.
Oh, that fucker.
going through the some of the. Why during the 1969 season did Philly's first baseman Dick Allen scrawl October 2nd, among other doodles, with his feet in the infield dirt? Was it A, he was set to perform that other night under his doo-wop alter ego Rich Allen? Two, his horse, or B, his horse Blaze was racing in the Preakness that day. C, it was his mom's birthday, or D, that would be the last the last day of the season, and he was hoping he would never play for the fucking Phillies ever again.
I feel like it's that one. That last one.
I also feel like
correct.
It's that one.
Correct. yeah, he was traded after that season for Kurt Flood. So thanks, Dick Allen, for starting free agency.
Yeah.
But wait, Dick Allen did have a doo-wop alter ego. Rich Allen and the Ebonistics performed at Philly nightclubs and once during a halftime at Sixers game. What was the group's best known song? Was it A, I Like to Swing, B, Bad Bad Pudd'nhead Jones, C, Echoes of November, or D, Butterfly Kisses?
What was the second one? Bad Bad Pudd'nhead Jones.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with that one.
Incorrect. It was Echoes of November.
Oh, Echoes of November. That's by them. Really, I didn't know that.
Alex, I got one here for you.
Okay.
This one is from the music, movies, and TV category. Because I know you haven't seen this movie. I just know it. What were the names of Rocky's turtles?
Oh, shit. That's deep.
A, Dick and Jane. B, Bal and Boa. C, Turtle 1 and Turtle 2. Or D, Cuff and Link.
I'll go D.
That's correct.
Oh, that's there right. I hadn't picked D in a while, so I figured I might as well, you know, like, spice it up.
In the early 2000s, the Phillies almost built a new stadium where? Is it A, in Chinatown, B, in West Philly, C, in Camden, or D, in the Delaware River?
In the Delaware River.
In the Delaware River. Fascinating.
This is what I've always said. More teams need to play in water, particularly international water, where there are no laws and they don't have to follow the MLB CPA.
Is that true of the Delaware River?
Parts of it feel like
as well
water.
Right, yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, it gets wide enough at a certain point. Yeah.
Boy, I'm really drawing on a lot of my teachings growing up. Chinatown.
Correct.
Oh my.
All right. So far you have a 3 out of 5. All right.
That's good. D's take get that. Degrees, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Is there any other? Oh, this is actually a callback from our first time you had you on. It was the name of the episode. In the 1980s, what neighborhood threatened to secede from the city and call itself what? Was it Mount Airy, and did they want to call themselves the People's Republic of Mount Airy? Was it B, Chestnut Hill, to call themselves Treetown? C, Northeast Philadelphia, call itself Liberty County? Or D, South Philadelphia to call itself Stadium City.
Hmm. Those all sound like good ideas. I support
right,
all of
I
them.
Know, yeah. I'm gonna go with Liberty County on this one.
Correct.
Correct.
I know my shit. See, this is... I have Bobby to thank for this. I will say. I don't even necessarily because he taught me all these things, but I think it's just through osmosis, through being around him. I pick up the mannerisms.
Yeah.
Ideas.
Absolutely. All right, let's do a food one. What is a citywide special? Is it A, a shot of Jim Beam and a can of PBR? B, a shot of vodka and a draft Hop Devil? C, a shot of rock and rye dumped into a pint of Guinness? D, D, yeah. Two parts tequila, one part Contra, one part fresh lime, shaken, whatever. Shaken and strained through aerated charcoal into a highball glass.
I'm having trouble, remembering what even all the options even
a
are.
A was
like,
Jim Beam and a PBR. Okay. B was a shot of vodka and a draft Hop Devil, which I haven't seen that in years.
We'll still make it.
Let's go A, because it's the one that I remember the most.
Correct.
You're crushing this.
I am. Yeah. I really am.
I'm so proud of you.
Myself a little
You're
bit.
You're doing
you know?
So well.
It's like I'm not consciously picking. It's something deep within me.
Yeah. It's what's being a Phillies fan for life.
Exactly.
What is a whiz wit? Is it a South Philly accountant? B, a Phillies or a midsummer mid parade bathroom? Oh wow, a mummer's mid parade bathroom break. C, a funny smart guy from Northeast Philly. A D, a cheesesteak with onions and cheese whiz. South Philly accountant. Which one?
No, if you can run through them again, yeah. It'd be greatly appreciated.
A, a South Philly accountant. Okay. B, a mummer's mid parade bathroom break. C, a smart guy from funny guy from Northeast Philly. Or D, a cheesesteak with onions and cheese whiz.
Can I ask for a definition?
Yes.
What mummer's is?
Oh
Jesus
man!
Christ!
Oh
no!
No!
Never mind. I know what it is. Of course, I was just seeing if you guys knew.
Yeah. You remember when Jason Kelce gave the Super Bowl speech?
Yeah.
The outfit he was wearing. Do you actually? You
sure?
That's a mummer.
I don't actually remember, but I've
they're a bunch of racist old South Philly assholes who dress up.
The worst piece in the world.
Okay, sick.
It's like it's. You want to talk about culture war, Alex. It's become quite the Philadelphia culture war. Are the mummers allowed to dress up and do their parade?
The most anti-woke guys who love makeup and tap dancing.
Yeah, it's real weird.
Yeah. And cross-dressing too. But they're anti-woke.
This is all right. I'm going to be deep in the Wikipedia after this episode. I guess I'll go with what was it? The smart guy?
Oh, Alex. Like,
no. Wrong!
It's a cheesesteak with onions and cheese whiz.
Oh, cause... see, you know what? As soon as you said whiz wit, I was like, okay, this has got to be cheesesteak related. But then the fact that you offered it as an option actually made me less likely. I was like, no, that's too easy, right? Like, it can't be that.
That one hurt. All the ones he got right before this were erased by that one. You should go to Northeast Philly and call someone a whiz wit and see what happens.
Give him one more.
I'm looking for one. Some of these are like old.
You're old.
Some of these are like Roz questions.
Oh God, give him a Roz question. Why not?
You want a Roz question?
Yeah. Give me a Roz question.
Which building was designed by famed local architect Frank Furness? Was it A, the Parkway Central Branch of the Free Library? B, the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul? C, the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts, or D, the Art Museum. I could put the image in if you want to see them.
Oh, okay. This is going to be really helpful for me because I'm familiar with the architect and his body of work.
Yeah, so you fucking should be. You're a Phillies fan.
They tore down Broad Street Station, the fucking Nazis.
The bottom left one, whatever that one is.
Oh my God! Is that that's it?
Holy shit! You got it right.
You got it.
I told that's you. That's a Pennsylvania Academy reference.
That's a PA. That's a, yeah.
Right, the redemption is sweet.
Hold on.
Y'all thought you were gonna bring me on here
and laugh right
dunk
your
on
dumb
me
face.
For an hour.
Hold on. Let's see one more. I'm trying to find one more. Wait, how many do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, we need one more. Oops, why is one my name? Let's see. Music. Do you want to do food again? Let's do food again. Watch, it's all gonna be all. All right. Hold on. All right, here we go. What is the main ingredient in Scrapple?
Ugh.
Is it A, cornmeal, B, stock, C, pork fat, or D, pork, which is separate for some reason?
Have you ever eaten Scrapple, Alex?
I almost want you to send me a link to the quiz so I can know you're not making these like concepts.
No, it's real. Know? It's real.
It's real. Okay. All right.
Have you eaten pork roll?
Accidentally, when I remember I ate
yours. Yeah, you ate my sandwich. Yeah.
Pork roll. You ever had head cheese?
Yeah, I'm trying to get some head cheese. You know what I mean?
I seen you down there, and I was thinking I need to get some head cheese.
or Seuss, if you will. Souse, depending on who's saying it.
Wait, the options were cornmeal. I'm really showing.
Cornmeal, stock, pork fat, and pork, which is separate for some reason.
Cornmeal, comma, stock. So those are two separate things.
Yes.
Well. Okay. I feel like it's one of the pork ones. Well, it was pork and pork fat?
Cornmeal, stock, pork, and pork fat.
Okay.
Or pork fat.
I'm gonna go pork. Pork, period.
Incorrect. It's stock.
Interesting.
That's what the ground pork organs and cornmeal are suspended in.
I probably would have guessed cornmeal, honestly.
I would that was my guess too.
The texture and visual of Scrapple looks and feels like cornmeal.
It's actually the closest you can get to haggis legally in the United States.
I like haggis.
Haggis is delicious. All right, our final score. You got 70%. You have a C.
That's passing. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm gonna be floating through the weekend.
Play him 10-9-8 76ers, bro.
Oh, I gotta get that up there. I don't have that, but I do have this.
Yay.
That's the temple, to the two temple fight songs.
Great work, Alex. I'm so proud of you.
You know, I want to thank you all for giving me this opportunity to show that I'm not a fraud.
Yeah.
It's just like, I think that you maybe picked up that through osmosis from the time you spent at Xfinity Live chugging beers.
That's exactly what happened. Yes.
The worst bar in the whole fucking world, dude.
We've said this on the podcast before, but the last time that I was down there with Liam, not only did we lose Roz, but Liam flushed the toilet the urinal in a way that the man who came after him, the toilet like erupted, the urinal erupted and just sprayed the dude's crotch with like a tsunami. And it was I was laughing so much. It was so funny.
Honestly, if that's all you come out of Xfinity Live with, I consider that maybe a win.
Yeah, because otherwise you're coming out with gonorrhea.
Yeah. At 35, I was the oldest person there.
Yes.
my wife, bless you.
Thank you.
My wife decided to ride the bull there once, and for like the next 2 weeks was like, why are my legs like all itchy and like flashy? Oh, no. What is going on?
But to consider, Kyle Schwarber also rode the bull.
That's true.
So,
wow.
That's so true.
That's the impetus I need to ride it myself.
And then couldn't get out of the, yeah.
Yeah. I rode the bull. I'm going to ride the bull after Kyle Schwarber. And for some reason, I'm pregnant. I don't know how that happened. Jesus Christ. All right. Well, so we've established that Alex is in fact a real Phillies fan. He's not a fake one. All right, we got a couple voicemails. We'll go through real quick, and then we'll make our way out of here. So first one we got is from Wayne. Wayne's a regular caller, so let's listen.
Hey, Tommy, Liam, it's Wayne. Pronouns he, him. Last night, you actually got to see my first NBA game ever. Seen the Sixers play the Magic. The Sixers beat them 125-113. But the main reason I'm calling right now is probably a lot of new stuff has happened over the last week. First, you got O.J. Simpson that
just died.
Basically, all sorts of takes, all sorts of messaging about that. And probably the biggest news story, probably coming out of hockey, is the Arizona Coyotes have seemingly pulled the plug on Arizona, and they're moving to Salt Lake City. Apparently, ESPN reported that they've told the players that they're expecting to play next year in the state of Utah, officially pulling the plug on an Arizona project that was stumbling upon for 26 years. Hey, Gary, maybe you should have thought twice before moving the Winnipeg Jets. Anyway, go Rutgers and fuck Penn State.
We're gonna have two Mormon teams now.
Yep, they already approved the sale, as far as I know.
Yeah, so I can't wait for.
I don't know if y'all saw that the Diamondbacks put out a statement, and they were like, "It like pains us."
Yes.
That a team is leaving its home city. Like we just think that should never happen, and I think that's fascinating.
Interesting. Interesting. Really,
would you have voted? Would you have put your money where your mouth is on that one?
That's because nothing like that's happening in baseball.
No. It's copacetic. We're all good.
Alex said, "This you?" Question mark.
Yeah. I was learning about actually the Coyotes today. It was on my my timeline, and I was like, I'll engage because it's here. And I guess they're like the owner's son just runs a social media.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, that's always a good sign. Yeah.
It's crazy, and he's like tweeting and deleting out here.
Well,
like,
that's the case with the A's too, because Dave Cavill does all the tweets.
Right, that's true. Yeah,
I don't have to pay someone to do that. I have my son knows how to use the internets.
Yeah,
he's good with the computer. He's
the entire Diamondbacks organization is disappointed in the now official news of our NHL team being relocated out of state. We firmly believe that we deserve and can support teams from each of the major sports. And are troubled. They're troubled, guys.
They're troubled.
That a solution could not be found for all parties involved. We are sad for all sports fans and all who care so deeply about our community. They're sad for all sports fans
all
everywhere.
Just fans. Everywhere.
Yeah. All sports fans. Sorry to the South Carolina Gamecocks fans. Sorry, you guys just won the title. Sorry to you guys.
I feel really bad for the, I don't know, the shit.
Hold on.
AS Livorno. Gotta get up to the get back up to the Serie A. oh fuck. All right.
Really sorry to those hard scrabble fans of Real Madrid, you know?
Gross.
Well, but you know what? You know who wins? The real hard scrabble working class fans of Real Salt Lake.
That's
who's king is, you know, the Jesus with the trumpet.
Or whatever. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I love how all Native American languages are that also Semitic languages, according to the
Mormons. How that works, actually. Yeah,
but with absolutely no evidence, it's crazy how that works. If you know anything about linguistics, listeners, and you want to basically induce suicidal ideations, read Mormon like linguistics journals, that or archaeology, because they exist. So listener who called it from Minnesota,
get better signal, please.
Yes, please call with better signal because it sounded like you had something nice to say about us, and we'd like to hear that.
We are.
Please stoke our egos, please.
Yes, we need it.
All right,
that sweet, sweet dopamine. I need it. Yeah. I need it.
Tell us we're awesome, please. All right. All right. So we got Charlie. I apologize. I know you called in a couple times, but in the interest of time, we're doing the latest and greatest of the Charlies. We got Charlie from Roxborough.
Hey guys. Yay, William. Hey Tom. Charlie from Roxborough. He him. Union went down to Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz. Andre Blake got hurt in the first half again. Sommel came in, gave up two goals early, but came back with a goal from a mistake that led to an URAW goal, and Ratboy got the second goal for a 2-2 tie. Union are still undefeated with three wins and four draws as they go into – I think they got one more game before they have Salt Lake – at the end of the month. But yeah, it's pretty much straightforward game for Union finding another way to at least get a point out of it. Congratulations to Bayern Leverkusen for finally winning a Bundesliga title and stopping Bayern Munich's 11-year run at the top of the table. The first time they've won a Bundesliga title, first major trophy since 1993, and that's coming off of a year, in the year 2000, where they're in both the Champions League final, DFB Pokal final, and were ahead going into the last game, and lost all three trophies in a matter of 2 weeks. So, yeah, good for them. Sorry, Wayne, Liverpool bottled it. Arsenal bottled it. It's pretty much another C Premier League championship coming. All right, later, fellas.
Thanks for the worldwide and union soccer update.
Thank you, Charlie.
I love the idea of they're undefeated, but they have four draws.
I know. It's so great. I was thinking the exact same thing when he said that. It's beautiful. The best.
Beautiful. All right. So, I want to give shout outs. Never decided which is the correct form. To our North Catholic tier patrons: Patrick, Sean, Mike, Amanda, Kate, Eve, Charlie, Luke, Coho, Chuckleberg, Kat, Roberts, and brand new one who joined at 700 level and then jumped up to become a North Catholic graduate, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle.
So you also count as a new 700 level patron too. Yeah, Kyle. All right, voicemails. 267-371-7218. Give us your name and pronouns. You can also message that as a text message. DM us, follow us. I'm at Tick and T-Pain. He's at Nightly Amazed with a zero because he's elite. And we're also at 10K Losses. 10K Losses Pod. Patreon.com/10,000 losses, right? Yes.
You thought you were going to get 10,001 today with Alex in that quiz, but he fucking oiled
that's
you.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Phillies have never lost more than 10,000 games, actually.
They're undefeated
since they passed 10,000.
It's incredible.
Yeah, we're not at 11,000 losses already. All right. Well, I got to say, there are some other podcasts out there, one of which we plug that these two gentlemen are on. So thank you, Alex and Bobby, for coming on to talk about new metal. Thanks
just
for being a good sport with the
days.
Quiz. Yeah.
That's one of those days.
Everybody sucks. yeah. What's the one? Just hold on. It's all about she said bullshit. what are you gonna say?
I was gonna say I pray that you don't actually find this song so that you don't sing the whole thing.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. I
thank
love
you guys
the one
for having
lyric.
Us.
Yeah, thank absolutely.
It's always fun and it's always so much more of an adventure than we allow
it
ourselves
sure
to have on our
is,
own podcast.
But... it's every time we record.
All right, end this.
And you want to justify Ripper's always head off.
Thank you.
You better quit letting slip shit, or you'll be leaving with a fat lip.
I'm gonna.
All right. Listen to our podcast. Listen to Well, There's Your Problem. Listen to Alex and Bobby Tipping Pitches. Listen to Beyond the Breakers. Listen to Radio Free Tote Bag. Listen to, what else? Trash Future. And if we didn't mention any of our other friends, thanks.
Sorry.
All right, everybody. Thanks again, guys. Bye.